Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to another outstanding episode of the Open Bottle Talk presented by the Open Bottle Society. I'm your host, Key.
And Kelly.
Wonderful. So Kelly, how's your week been since the last time we spoke with you?
It's been pretty good. Nothing special, just work.
Nice, nice. Have you tried any other beers since you've the last time you were on here? Because that was pretty funny what had happened.
No. Actually, I had to get my nerve up to come back because you got me pretty good with a couple of those last
time. What do you mean we got you pretty good with a couple of them?
I didn't enjoy them. Well, a couple of them. Like, at all. So, well, okay. I'm back again. I have a lot to learn, so we're going to try some other
stuff. All right, so just so you guys know, she has absolutely no experience in beer, and I'm still learning. And we're actually in a car garage here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And today she picked out four particular beers for today's show. Any particular reason why you picked these beers?
It's completely scientific. For the most part, I either thought the name was funny or it had a really cool label.
So you were basically for the advertisement.
Pretty much. It's whatever caught my eye.
Nice. All right, guys. So before we actually start, is there anything else that during your experience with these beers, has it changed your outlook on how these beers are delivered to you, how they look, how they taste and smell? Are you starting to apply that in some of your daily activities?
Yeah, I think you just sort of pay more attention because, honestly, beer was just beer, and I don't think I had a clue how many different varieties and types and what they can do with flavors. And once you start to pay attention, there's a lot going on.
Nice. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and get you started. I hope you guys enjoy this exciting episode of the Open Bottle Talk with Open Bottle Society. All right, let's get down to business here on the Open Bottle Talk. We have here Kelly, who doesn't know much about beer, and then you have me, Key, who doesn't know much about beer either. We're both kind of new to this. I think I'm more newer than you.
Right.
You know, so I don't know much about beer. I just don't. I just really, really don't.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, whatever. Don't argue with me on this show. It's not very becoming of you, so no. All right, so the beer that we're about to get into, guys, for you guys, this is the first beer Kelly picked. So, Kelly, what is the beer that you picked?
I picked, it's called Floridian by Funky Buddha Brewery.
All right, where are they located?
They are, it's called Floridian, but that doesn't mean they're in Florida. Come on, that's like super simple. Oakland Park, Florida. All right, so you were right this time. Don't get carried away.
I'll get a point. And what's the ABV on this? Or alcohol by volume, you guys?
Okay, the ABV on this is 5.2%, and this is a 12-ounce bottle.
Nice. All right, for those that don't know, that's a very easy drink. Trust me, later on this show, here on the Open Bottle Talk, it's about to get real crazy. Because she actually grabbed some ones. But you know what, though? Just stay tuned, and we'll talk about that.
See, you're scaring me. Like, you know,
yeah, you picked the beer, so
it's for you. I didn't pay attention to all that stuff, though. I just looked at the pretty labels.
Yeah, so you're being a girl about it?
You know what? I can do that.
You're being a girl about it?
Because I am one.
All right, so is there anything else you want to discuss on the bottle? You want to describe it to them that grabbed your attention about this particular beer?
Right. Well, there's this really cool Buddha sitting in a hammock on the label. That's honestly what got my attention, aside from the fact that it's called Funky Buddha Brewery. But I don't really know how to pronounce it, but I was going to try to tell them exactly what type of beer it is because I'm starting to pay attention. And so but I don't know how to say it.
Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. Okay, that's what kind of...
It's a Hefeweizen. We can discuss Hefeweizens later on another show. But this particular beer, as a Hefeweizen, some characteristics you'll get are pretty much like orange. You'll get an orange fragrance. You'll get something citrus. Usually that's the common denominator with the smell and the taste is something very citrus. But we'll save that sort of description for another time. Okay. So, all right, guys, let's get down to the appearance. Cheers to the appearance. So what do you see?
I see a really pretty kind of amber... golden color.
Okay.
Is
it filtered?
It's a little cloudy.
So it's unfiltered.
I don't know if that's something that clears up because there's a lot of like bubble stuff going on. So okay. I don't know if that means it'll settle and it'll be clear, but what I see right now is a little bit cloudy.
Okay. Well, no, actually, a good Hefeweizen is actually going to be cloudy in this aspect.
Okay.
It's going to be semi-filtered or not filtered at all. And this, you can kind of slide your hands through. It's a little transparent, but it is semi-filtered. It just not a lot of goodness floating in there, but you can't really see through it. It has a nice hue of grapefruit juice. A little bit of that, like raw grapefruit juice with the sediment in it, the pulp. It's just very, also a nice good golden straw color, or a nice watered down honey. So that's pretty nice. And the head looks really good on it as well. It's holding up very nice. All right, let's go ahead and just get down to the smell. Cheers to the smell. Mmm. What you smell?
I smell, it's citrusy. Maybe it smells kind of like grapefruit. I don't know if that's because that was in your description and that got kind of planted in my head.
Okay.
But it's definitely a citrusy kind of smell. It's a good smell.
It is. Anything else you can get from it? Here's a question. Does it smell like a beer?
It smells like a beer, but you know what? I remember from before sometimes that they're kind of a really heavy, sort of a musty, yeasty smell. It doesn't have that.
Okay.
I smell more like a fruity smell than anything.
All right, fair enough. For me, ladies and gentlemen, it has a lot of yeast going on, and the yeast that's putting out is very, it's a very familiar yeast smell for Hefeweizens. You're going to get a touch of it's definitely a citrus smell all the way. A couple that you'll probably pull out of it is you might get orange, like a pink grapefruit, maybe a pineapple, if you will, but it's very tropical to the nose. It's very soft, and at the same time, you don't really smell ABV, so it's very appealing for a beer, and it just smells refreshing. Do you think it smells refreshing?
I think it does smell refreshing. You'd almost be tempted to put a straw in it.
Well, you don't want to put a straw in these beers. Sorry, ma'am.
Well, no, it smells tropical.
Okay, but you don't put straws in beers. What do you
think? The Buddha's on a hammock and clearly on a beach, so you know.
So you put a straw in a beer?
He probably did.
No, it's you. No.
Whatever. My beer, my way.
No. You know what? This is why you're not there yet. This is why. All right, cheers to the taste.
Whatever.
What you got? You got a puzzling look on your face. Why?
Well, because as clear as I thought I smelled citrus, that I didn't really pick up citrus. I'm not quite sure what that taste is.
Keep going. No, take your time. They can wait. We got an hour. It's fine.
It might take me an hour if I really have to try to figure out what that really is.
Oh, no. Don't read the bottle. You have to figure it out on your own. This is how you...
No, it's an unusual taste. It's fruit of some... But I cannot tell you what fruit that is. I almost went pineapple, but it's like softer than that. It could be banana. Okay. I don't know. I can't imagine banana in a beer.
You're pretty much getting it. Well, guys, ladies and gentlemen, the taste is extremely soft. It has all your characteristics of Hefeweizen. It has clove. It has banana. Or actually banana peel. There's definitely a lot of citrus going on, and the citrus that'll put you off, it's more of a mix between like a tangerine and a grapefruit mixed together. Or there's a nice faint guava or papaya flavor going on. That's really cool about the label is it has this tropical feel, and the beer has a tropical feel.
Yeah, it does.
But it has cloves and it has banana esters floating in it. So you were absolutely right. So ladies and gentlemen, that was cool.
See, that won a prize?
I'm not surprised. I just need you to kind of own it. You gotta own it. You know what I mean?
Okay, but I want to be like rewarded when I get stuff right.
I need fine.
Prizes, will, rewards.
Fine, here's your prize.
Scooby snacks. Give me something.
Here you go. There you go. You get yourself a show dollar. You can cash it anywhere that it's not redeemable. So go ahead and use that at the end of the show. If you can get yourself five show dollars, I will give you one real dollar in real life. Do you think you can do it?
Oh, yeah.
You think you do it? So right now, because you, but from now on, if you get five of those, I'll give you $1. Or I can give you five EBT swipes.
I don't know. No EBT. No.
No EBT swipes? No. What do you mean? EBT swipes. You get five of them. You can trade it in at the end of the show, but we digress.
Cash money.
What?
Let's go. Cash money. Get that.
This is not that type of show, young lady. No. All right, guys. So what we're going to go down is we're going to go ahead and grade this and talk about this beer for a few minutes. So how do you, so 0 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear your score and then why.
Okay. So I always get a little bit nervous when it's time to score things because I'm the uber rookie. All right.
This is true, right, ladies and gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, that's true. That's right, studio audience.
Okay, shut up, studio audience. I want to rate this high because I actually am enjoying drinking this, so I would give it like maybe a 4.3.
Nice, a 4.3. And other than it being nice, is this something that you would purchase if you ever saw it? Would you recommend this to people?
I actually would. It is really strange, and I don't know a whole lot about marketing, but everything you said about the label and kind of, it does kind of put you in a mind frame. So in my head, it's like a really awesome, like summertime kind of beverage. But I would completely, I would buy it and I would tell people that it was good.
Nice. All right. Cool. All right. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and rate this pretty decent. I'm going to go 4.5. And the reason being is I think everybody could enjoy this just for the simple fact that there are two different platforms here. One who's been doing beer for a long time and someone who doesn't do beer at all. So it's pretty cool to hear what she had to say about this beer. The reason I'm going so high is it's a very versatile beer. You can cook with this. You can say, hey, try this beer. Even if you're not a Hefeweizen fan, I think this is a great introduction beer for Hefeweizen. You guys, check out Funky Buddha, guys. This Floridian Hefeweizen is really nice. It's at 5.2%, and they're located in Florida. So I hope you guys really enjoyed this particular beer, and we'll be right back. Hey, guys, if you guys are just tuning in, this is the Open Bottle Talk, and my name is Key.
I'm Kelly.
Wonderful. So far, did you like the beer that we just did?
It was awesome.
That's awesome. So, tell me a little bit about, I had to turn that on. I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, I had to hit the record button.
Way to go.
You don't have to be an ass, you know.
I actually do. No. It would be in my contract if I had one.
You don't have a contract.
I said if I had one.
So I was asking you, what I'm asking you is from that beer that you just had.
Yep.
Do you have high expectations for the next beer, or are you just going in just because it's just another beer?
No. We started on a positive note. I got really high expectations. So do not hurt my feelings.
Okay. You shouldn't slap your hand on the table because the microphone's picking that up. I'm just saying.
I didn't think I actually smacked it.
I'm just telling you, they can hear that you're nervous about this particular beer, and you know that they can sense fear.
In you, probably, because you're probably a little concerned that I might slap you and not the table. But we're good. I'm nonviolent. Nonviolent.
Matter of fact, you just lost your $1 for...
No.
No, you lost
There's
it.
There's no takesy-backsies.
You didn't put that in the contract, so
you didn't put that there were.
The audience says no.
Okay, I didn't ask the audience.
You didn't
ask. I better get my money. Bitch better have my money.
For what?
Bitch better have my money.
This is a very, very PG
it
show.
It just went PG-13.
You can't say stuff like that on a show like this.
Fine.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, so at this point now, what beer are we drinking?
All right, up next we have Southern Pecan, the original pecan nut brown ale from Lazy Magnolia.
All right. And is this another beer that you picked based upon its look?
I did. And it seemed like it might be kind of sweet. I don't know. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong.
It's happened once or twice.
You mean once or twice or all the time?
Once or twice, like I said.
There you go. You got yourself a dollar back for kind of being honest here on the show. We appreciate that. Thank you. So what's the ABV on this?
The ABV on this is 4.5%.
4.5%, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. This is going to be another easy drinking particular beer from Louisiana. So I'm going to go ahead and crack this open. There we go.
Are they from Louisiana?
Yeah, these guys are from Louisiana.
I just saw Mississippi on the label, and I just thought maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're from Louisiana, though.
I'm just saying.
No, what are you saying? I mean, speak your truth.
That was my truth that I could read, and it said Mississippi's Brewery or something. So
right, but the brewery says right here, though, it says Lazy Magnolia's Mississippi Brewery, but they're from Louisiana. Okay, it says right here, look.
Not questioning you. I just
right here. What's it say
this
right
is
there?
Funny.
It says right there, Brewing Company, and it's in Mississippi.
They're brewed in Mississippi.
Oh, can I get an extra dollar for being right?
Sure can't, but you can get a dick point. So we're allowed.
That's all right. As long as my dick's bigger than yours.
We're allowed to make mistakes on here. No, they're from Mississippi, guys. It says that they're brewed. It says right here. It says that they are brewed and bottled by Lazy Magnolia Brewing Company LLC and it's KILN apostrophe or comma Mississippi. So these guys are in Mississippi. So you know what?
Girl power.
What? It's not a girl power brewery.
I was right.
No, you weren't right. We both made a mistake. So there it is. So, guys, we're going to get down to the visual. So what you got? Cheers to the visual. What you got?
Wow, this is pretty.
Why is it pretty?
It's brown.
Okay. Like, what type of brown are we talking? Like a tea water brown? Are we talking...
It's kind of... Like it's poo a really, water brown? It's a really dark, like, wildflower honey. You know, like raw honey. It's a really pretty brown color.
It's not like poo water or anything like that, right?
Does it look like no. Okay. Right.
Is it filtered or unfiltered? Roasty.
This one, you know what? Because of the color, it's more clear. I think it's filtered, isn't it? Filtered?
No, unfiltered. I mean, it's filtered. No, sorry, filtered.
Wow, two times. So? I am on a roll.
All right, fine. Here, you get another. Woohoo! So, no, it is. It is filtered. It has a nice little. As she's describing, it has a nice brown color for a brown beer, for a brown ale. It has all the characteristics for it, but it's extremely filtered, and there's some nice bubble action going on. The head doesn't hold up too much, but that usually doesn't really mean anything. But it's really nice. It's very elegant in its appearance. So cheers to the smell. What do you smell?
Okay.
What? I don't understand.
It's almost kind of like mapley. It's not that it's a sweet smell. It's hard to describe. It's like a depth of smell. Okay. It's not really sweet. It's a little nutty.
Okay. So it is a nut brown ale. Mm-hmm. So it's nutty. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what type of nuts are we talking about? Is it like nuts like you normally would eat at the store? Or are we talking like back alley nuts? Like, what type of nuts are we talking about?
Okay. I am a lady, okay? I have never smelled back alley nuts, so
okay.
I have no basis of comparison.
Okay, you have no basis of comparison. Okay, okay. No,
but I would assume then nuts from the store.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it does have a nutty profile to it. Do you smell any pecans? I actually can smell raw, like soaked pecans, like they've been.
It's a little subtle for me. Like I thought it was going to be a lot more. Forward, like a lot more predominant,
right.
But it's there.
Oh, nice. All right, let's go ahead and get down to the taste. Cheers to the taste. What you got? The look on your face, ladies and gentlemen, is incredible. What is it? Can you tell us what it is?
Quite possibly what back alley nuts might taste like.
I wouldn't say that. But
well, I figured you might know.
No, whoa. You get a troll point. So, so describe what it tastes like to you, because this is actually what a particular brown ale does taste like. So,
okay.
What is it that let them know?
Okay, here's what threw me off was it was really pleasant on my tongue initially. It's got sort of a strange, kind of metallic aftertaste. I can't really pinpoint that any more definitively for you, but it's a lot more pleasant at first than it is going down.
Okay. For me, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a fan of like nut brown ales, this is really, really good. It has the characteristics of nut brown ale, which is the actual protein flavor profile of like just nuts, like walnuts, almonds, pecans, things like that. But this is more pecan forward. Now, as far as the finish goes, thanks to the yeast and the malt mixing, you're going to have a metallic finish. Mostly copper. It's kind of got a copper finish a little bit, or you might say rust. I know that's if you don't go around sucking on things that have rust, you won't understand. But
yeah,
we've all had that suck a penny type ordeal when we were kids and things like that. So it has a metallic finish. But at the same time, the hang time is wonderful, and it is pecans. It's actually semi-sweet and it's slightly dry. It's kind
of wow, really?
It's kind of dry.
Cool that you could get all that out of there. I just was like, ew.
And that's why we need you here, because we need someone to be the cheerleader for ills. So, you know, we appreciate that. Thank you for being here.
Got covered.
And for that, my dear, You shall earn a troll dollar. There you go. You are actually one away from getting an actual dollar or 5 EBT swipes on the show. So let's see if you'll actually earn it at the end of the program.
Okay.
So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is semi-sweet. It's extremely smooth. And on the finish, it's dry. It's extremely dry, you guys. But for this is not for everybody, in my opinion, because the look on her face is priceless. And then I'm someone who goes, I can find the good in everything. So it's a hit or miss.
More power to you.
Absolutely. So what's your grade on this?
I'm gonna hit it like sort of middle of the road and say like a 3. And I'm being nice because I understand it's just one of those types of things that I just probably don't enjoy. But you say for the type of beer that it is a good one. So I'll give it a 3.
Nice. For me, I'm just gonna go with a 3.5. It's average, but it has some nice characteristics to it. It has the characteristics of what it says on the pecan. It also has Southern on it. It's not on the label. Again, she picked it. If we're going to go based off the label, it's soft. When you think of Southern things, it's soft and warm and inviting. It's not overbearing. It's not in your face. So this beer is very pleasant to the pecan aspect. At the same time, it's just a light body brown ale. And I think everybody could enjoy this, but I think that once you try this, you'll want to know more from this brewery. You want to probably venture off into more distinctive brown ales. And believe me, there are some that are so complex, you go, who would drink this? And then you would have to figure out what it is you're tasting. So I really want to say that this beer is easy drinking for everybody. So we'll be right back, guys, after these few messages. Hey, guys, right after the show, why don't you guys head over to www.obsbeers.com. If you aren't a person who likes watching things on the web, how about heading over to social media? Are you a social media junkie? Check us out on all sorts of social media. You got us on Untappd, YouTube, Twitter. Matter of fact, if you want, you can G-plus us. You can Instagram, you can Facebook, Pinterest, and you can check us out live on Periscope. And you can look at all these things under Open Bottle Society. Let's get you guys back to the show and enjoy. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Open Bottle Talk. And right now, unfortunately, Kelly had to make a run. And that's all right, guys, because your boy is here, Key, with the Open Bottle Society. So don't worry about it, guys. I'll get you guys through. We'll get you guys on your day. And again, Kelly had to make a run. So all right, guys. So our next beer on this wonderful adventure, this is another beer that Kelly picked. This is Lagunitas's Undercover Investigation Shutdown Ale. And this bad boy is 9.5%, ladies and gentlemen. 9.5%. That is not easy drinking. No, it is not. These guys are located in Petaluma, California. And again, guys, we have a lot of good stuff written on here. And I think it's just a really nice label that's going on here. It's very comparable to just... It's all about the beer, and the label screams, it's about the beer. And it's basically, it's like, okay, if it's the name Undercover Investigation Shutdown Ale, does that mean that this beer is going to sneak up on you? Or is it just going to be in your face like the cops and they're like, freeze, because, you know, they're saying shut down. So there's only one way to find out, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and crack this open. All right, there it is. We're going to set this and... We'll put that up there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and pour out this wonderful beer in a sexy little glass here. All right, let's go ahead and talk about how this particular beer looks, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so what I'm getting as far as your visual is it's a nice copper color. It looks very much like tea water. There's not a lot of aggression going on with the carbonation. The head is sitting very, very nice. At the same time, I mean, it's also filtered, so it's very translucent, and it looks like a jewel, ladies and gentlemen. It does look like a jewel. And the cool part that I really, really enjoy about this is the fact that it looks like an L. I've seen some L's that just go, ooh, is that an L, or is that just dirty water? But this one looks like a very clean, nostalgic L. So let's go right into the smell, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, yes, yes, yes. The smell is very pleasant. There is a lot of floral attributes to this particular ale. It also has this very wonderful malty fragrance. Now, with malts, it comes off with like a caramel scent, very sweet. You can also smell something toasted with the wheat, like a weedy aspect, like with the malt, you can smell that sort of toasty, caramelized goodness. Oh, yeah. And then the floral, it's not like hops. It smells botanical, but it's not like hops. It's like dandelions, or it just smells like a flower. Not like a rose, but it's not even perfumic, but it smells like a garden. You know what I mean? Like a freshly dewed garden in the morning. And it's just very wonderful the way that this particular beer is coming off to the nose. It also smells extremely refreshing. It really does. It smells wonderful. All right, guys, let's get down to the taste, okay? Here we go. Oh, yes. Very caramely. It's got this wonderful caramel attribute. Oh, man, it's not bitter. It's extremely sweet, ladies and gentlemen. It is extremely sweet. I don't know how something this sweet tastes this good under the name Undercover Investigation Shutdown L. I mean, and you can taste the ABV too, but it's not like a, it's not overbearing. It's not an aggressive alcohol. You know that there's an alcohol present, but it is, non-aggressive. You know what I mean? It's non-aggressive. I think I understand it now. Undercover, right? This beer is going to sneak up on you at 9.5%. This beer is going to sneak up on you. I mean, and you might as well finish the bottle because when you're done, ladies and gentlemen, you're pretty much shut down. I'm letting you guys know right now that this particular taste is out of this world. It tastes like a beer, but it doesn't come off like a beer. It's very sticky to the mouth. It's got a chewy aspect to it. It's sticky and it's thick. And it's not watery, but I'll tell you something really cool. The hang time is well over 30 seconds. The finish is not dry, and it's super refreshing. This beer is a thirst quencher, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I can go on and on and on about this particular beer, but, you know, it is what it is, right? And I mean, it is what it is. This beer, guys, you guys got to check out Lagunitas. Their beers are superior. They make some really phenomenal beers, and they put just enough love and ingredients in it to make you respect their beer, guys. This isn't just a brewery that just slaps some stuff together because it's a trend-setting idea, but they basically put their love and soul into every beer that they actually brew, and I stand behind these guys. I haven't once found a beer that I don't like yet that they produce, and one day that may happen, and let's hope that it doesn't. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about the grade. Okay, so considering the fact that it's a 9.5%, which means it's going to sneak up on you, the other aspect is, sorry about that, guys. I'm starting to put together the words for this particular beer because it's that mesmerizing. It's a majestic beer, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to come up with words. When you come across a really good beer, it's very hard to describe it because you're lost for words because most of the beers you do talk about, they usually have some of the same profiles. You can pretty much pull the words right out of a hat and go, okay, this is what I need to talk about. But this beer, there's something exceptional and magical about it, from the ABV not really being there to how sticky this beer is to how caramelized that it tastes. And then all of a sudden, it just sneaks up on you and you feel you got a nice little head change and you feel wonderful about this beer, guys. I'm telling you, this beer is something you don't want to funks with. I mean, I apologize. We are a non-edited show, so you really want to fuck with this. And at the same time, you don't want to fuck with it. So I'm going to rate this bad boy. Let's go all the way up, guys. Let's do a 4.8%. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 4.8%. This beer is not for everybody. Yes, everybody could drink it. But the problem is there are some people out there with very weak constitutions for drinking alcohol. And if something's a little too high in the ABV, then you're going to have yourself a white girl wasted time. And these beers don't deserve you to, you know, roll around in the hay and be all silly with it, because that's what you do with some of the younger beers for the younger crowd. This beer is a nice porch sipper. You just got off of work. You want it. I'm telling you, this is a nice, good relaxation beer, hanging out with some good comrades and things like that. And the best part is the warmer it gets and the more optimum temperature it becomes, such as just being sitting out for 20 minutes in a glass, you guys will not be disappointed with this particular beer. And I really hope that you guys enjoyed this particular part of the show where I actually had to fly solo on this. And we'll check you guys in a moment. All right. Enjoy. Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning back in to the Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk. And right now, guys, we're on our final installment of today's episode. And the really cool part is that these particular beers were picked out based upon their appearance on the labels. Now, Kelly earlier picked out four beers, and unfortunately, Kelly had to take off, and we want to wish her a safe, steady speed to her travels on to the next. And that's all right, because, ladies and gentlemen, we will push on, ladies and gentlemen. We will push on with the show. All right, guys, so the beer that she picked is called Holy Mackerel, ladies and gentlemen. And this is another beer from Florida. So it is Holy Mackerel's Panic Attack. And this is a Belgium-style beer. And the style is a triple and a Saison infusion from 2015, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see exactly where these guys are from. They're from, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's where these guys are from, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And, she is going to miss out, ladies and gentlemen, because it is a 10% beer. It is a high ABV, ladies and gentlemen. This beer is not designed for people who have weak constitutions of the lighter shade of the alcohol content. So let's go ahead and crack this open, because I know you guys are waiting. Let's, there we go. All right, let's put this up in the... All right, that landed on the floor. That was fantastic. No, it's not funny, you guys. Please stop laughing. Studio audience here, guys. They're a silly bunch of creatures. So let's go ahead and let's pour this out. And let's talk about what it looks like on the visual. All right, we'll just take a little bit of that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the visual to this particular beer. Oh, before we do that, let's talk about how crazy the actual label is. And I think we can kind of pinpoint why she picked this out. So let's see here. It's got this really cool cartoony, like, fish, a mackerel. And it's got like a, it's like all cartoony. It's all tripped out, like he's high on no-dos and shit. And then all of a sudden on the hook, it has a particular like Belgium style glass on the hook, and the fish is going for the bait, ladies and gentlemen. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's all in cartoony graphics with a couple of fish tails for the K and the Y. I think they did a really nice job as far as the graphics on there. So I could see why she would have picked this, because it's very fun and festive. And I think anybody would go, wow, that looks like a fun beer. But does it taste like a fun beer? So before we get to that part, let's get back to doing the aesthetics of the view. So right now I'm going to describe it to you guys. All right, as far as a Belgium-style beer goes, it has a nice, like, amber color. It's very translucent, so this is a filtered beer. It's got a, if I had to say, it would be like a almost creme brulee caramel shade to it. It has a nice, like, amber hue going on towards the top of the glass. It's almost sparkling and translucent, super pretty. It looks like crystallized amber, or sap, if you will. It looks like crystallized sap. Looks really pretty. Looks very elegant. It looks very inviting. The head is holding up very nicely. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get right into the smell. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular beer comes off with the Belgium yeast. The Belgium yeast has this very distinctive fragrance that you guys can definitely smell when you smell a Belgium beer. It's the yeast. And it's got this yeasty, metallic, citrus-like smell. I'm telling you guys, if you guys are Belgium beer drinkers, that smell is predominant on all beers that you put Belgium yeast in. At the same time, I don't smell the ABV, but it smells sticky. And if I had to pick a color with this, the color would be brown. I can smell brown with this. It's very heavy with the Belgium yeast. It's very sticky. It's got caramel notes. I mean, if you're into your Belgium beers, baby, this is it. It also comes off with a little bit of prune and a little bit of raisin, a little bit of those right there. Those are some good characteristics for Belgian beers. And I'm just going to leave you guys with this. It smells so good that the ABV is not there. You might want to, it behooves you to be real crazy with the careful, not crazy. I mean, careful. I mean, the name of the beer is Panic Attack. And I wonder why they call it Panic Attack. I don't smell anything aggressive to the nose. It's very wonderful. So let's go ahead and dive right into the taste, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we found a winner. Oh. Oh, don't laugh, ladies and gentlemen. The face that I just put out. Oh, they're laughing at my face, ladies and gentlemen. But guys, it's exciting. This beer has it all. It's like caramel covered prunes, right? That's the taste I'm getting. Caramel covered raisins. Like, I know that sounds weird, but really think about the two flavor profiles, right? Caramel is the sticky, delicious part, right? And then with most Belgian beers or dark beers, you usually come off with characteristics of raisins and prunes, and you really don't understand. I really wish I could just send this all out to you guys. And the beer that I'm talking about, I'm just ranting and raving about, is Holy Macro from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They came out with this beer called Panic Attack. And it's a Belgium-style beer. It's a triple and a Saison fusion. And I don't taste no hops. I don't taste nothing light and seasonal. I mean, and this is a 2015 beer. Granted, we're in 2016, 2 months into it. But I'm telling you guys right now, I think she did a really good job picking this final beer. This final beer is so good. I mean, man, I'm trying to wrap this up for you guys. But to be honest, this is really good. It's very sticky. And the ABV is right there, but it's not a stringent burn. This particular beer is phenomenal. Let's get down to the grade, okay? Let's go ahead with, let's go with an automatic 5, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We're doing a 5. The reason why I'm going to go with a 5 is because you're not going to miss out on this. This is a beer, if you look at it based upon the cartoon imagery and all these things, you might pass it up because it looks a little too campy or cartoony. But I'm telling you, Holy Mackerel Panic Attack is the beer you want to get. They're from Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. There's so many different complexities on here. I didn't even touch on all of them. Let's talk about the hang time, right? The hang time is stupid long, and it's enjoyable. It's not like, oh, I need another drink. It's like, I want to savor that hang time, right? And then let's talk about the mouthfeel. It's thick, right? It's chewy. It's a chewy beer. That means that there's a lot more going on with it than just water. You know what I mean? There's more minute particulates that's giving a little bit more resistance in the liquid that makes it a chewy beer. No, there's nothing in it. It's been filtered. But it's not a watery beer like a lager, like Budweiser or Coors. Matter of fact, it's thicker than Guinness and Newcastle. It's very, very nice, guys. And I promise you that this beer is wonderful. Please go out and try it. And again, I want to thank Kelly for picking these beers for today's show, ladies and gentlemen. So there it is. Now, if you guys have any comments or any questions or concerns or any new ideas to our show, please contact us at obsbeers.com. And there's a way to contact us there. Or you can contact me directly at openbottlesociety@gmail.com. Now, remember, we are all over the place on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Untappd. Got us all over the place. All you guys have to do is just type in Open Bottle Society and just comment. Interact with us. We will interact with you back. So like I said, just go ahead and drop us a line. We would love to hear from you. And hopefully soon in the future, we might be able to have a hotline for you to call us and be on the show. So hey, beer is what we have in common. And we'll check you guys later. What's your beer story? And have a great week, you guys. guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to the bonus feature of the Open Bottle Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. You thought we were going to leave you guys hanging, but we are not. Kelly, why are we giving them a bonus piece? So before you tell them, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys were paying attention to the show, there was actually two segments. I was all by myself. So, Kelly, why were you not here and you're here now?
Because today...
Bullshit! Oh, sorry.
Because today you took a shower and I can stand your stench.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is not funny. I don't condone anybody talking shit to me like that, but that's okay. You get up.
Don't you smelling like it. Anyway.
Dick point. And you get another troll point. There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to go ahead and finish up with the show with this wonderful, wonderful special bonus right now with a bonus beer. Kelly kind of hidden somewhere. And I'm not going to say it was hidden in an orifice, but it was hidden in an orifice, ladies and gentlemen. What about this particular beer grabbed your attention? Even though you got one glass eye and some glaucoma going on, what caught your fucked up eyes?
This one, the label, same as the others. I just kind of like the way it looked. It has a nice picture. It's colorful. Girly reason.
It's a girly reason.
Well, the label's pretty.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
Great. Like, that was it. Like, you're just like, wow, that's really, really pretty. So I'm going to just, I need to get me some of that.
I pick a lot of things kind of based on, look, since I'm learning about beer.
Right. You grab a shock top.
I grab whatever looks nice.
All right. Well, can you describe it besides the vibrant colors? Is there anything as far as graphics that caught your attention?
Well, yeah. It's got a picture of a strawberry wearing sunglasses, and the strawberry appears to have a mohawk. I thought that was kind of cool.
It's got a little cool factor to it.
A little bit.
All right, fair enough. You know what? I'm not one to judge anybody, but I also know that most, special people are drawn to bright colors. I just know this, and, hey, it's all right. I'm not one to judge. Not, hey.
What about?
Hey. More power to you. Open Bottle Talk is an equal opportunity employer. If you're kind of slightly off.
Employer?
Like I said, we're an equal opportunity employer. We're,
sounds like you might be a little special too, buddy.
I never said that I was not. You know, I'm not arguing with you on this show, okay? Because you walked off and left me high and dry. So now you want to come back and you want to, wow. You know what? All due respect, go fuck yourself. Now, so what beer are we definitely drinking on right now? Not drinking, but what beer am I opening?
Well, this is a limited edition Shock Top Straubanero Wheat.
A what?
Straubanero Wheat.
Okay, you don't have to yell at me. I just wanted to know what was going on. Why? You don't have to get aggressive, okay? You don't have to just go around getting super aggressive.
You weren't paying attention. Typical man thing.
What do you mean?
So
typical?
I thought maybe if I spoke a little louder, just like sometimes I maybe have to slow it down to catch up. That type of thing.
Oh, but you're the one who bought a beer with that super bright and colorful.
With a really cool strawberry with a mohawk.
So you're the pot calling the kettle black.
I'll be that.
All right, we'll give you a point for that. All right, so what's the ABV on this particular beer?
The ABV on this is 5.5%.
All right, let's go ahead and crack this open, ladies and gentlemen. Right here, using my ring from FleaFlicker.com. All right, let's go ahead and just pour this right in here like so. And a little for you. All right.
Why, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, even though we're about to be in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. All right, so even before we even touch it and look at it, can you smell it?
Yeah, I can smell it.
So what does it smell like?
Sticky, sweet. Strawberries.
Are we talking like sticky sweet strawberries that like on the curb, like bum special, or like is it candy? Like, I mean, I need a little more detail on the strawberry smell.
Yeah, it's gonna be probably, think of like strawberry mood. You ever smelled or tasted any of that?
That right there is our buzzer that said, "No, bitch, no, we don't go around smelling lube." This is not that type of... This is not that type of...
Don't act like it's just me.
No, what are you talking? When's the last time that you actually put some strawberry lube on anything and that's what this smells like?
My point is, artificial smelling.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and check on our pervert meter. When's the last time, Kelly, you smelled some strawberry lube? Go ahead and tell your fans out there.
Maybe an hour ago?
Fucking gross. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and talk about the aesthetics of this particular beer. Let's go ahead and pick this up. Cheers to the visual. All right, so what you got, Kelly? That's fucking gross. Like an hour ago, you're just hanging out with a sick bitch.
You lucky man.
No. I'm gay. I'm gay now.
I kind of thought so.
I looked at a penis and said, that's fine.
The color on this is, it's kind of a light amber honey kind of color.
Does it look like lube?
Not any that I have in my personal collection.
Okay, I'm sorry right there. That was our throw-up clown, Bukkake. Fucking throwing up on the set right there. All right, so let's see, ladies and gentlemen. So it's got a haze to it. It's very unfiltered.
Yeah.
As you're going to think a strawberry or a strawbanero, it does have a habanero color, like the actual pepper. At the same time, it's like I said, it's unfiltered. It just looks dangerous, doesn't it?
A little bit.
It looks a little dangerous, to be honest. I mean, it's not nothing that I would say a craft beer drinker would drink due to the fact that it just looks suspicious coming from a shop top bottle. So let's go ahead. Cheers to the smell. Actually, I can definitely tell you before we get into the smell, yours is a little bit more clearer than mine, which means that there was some sediment left in the bottle. Mm-hmm. So let's just do it this way. Here, you take that one.
No.
I'll take the clearer one because I already had this beer.
Okay.
And this is, since this is your first time with this beer, I figured you'd get...
I get the gunk?
Well, you get the goodness.
Oh,
the gunk is the goodness. Actually, in all beers, that's where all the yeast settles and all the debris that most craft beer drinkers love and enjoy. That gives all of its like utmost profiles in all the beer. So, like honestly, I can show you a huge difference here in all this. So I'll tell you what. Here, smell yours, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Smell it. What do you smell?
It smells kind of like it's like an artificial fruit smell.
Okay, now smell this one that has more substance in it.
Oh, it's definitely a different smell.
Exactly. So you're definitely going to have that one versus the lesser of debris.
Okay.
All right. So normally what they say with beers like that is you pour out half of it, swirl the bottle, and pour it out the rest into your bottle because that way it breaks it up. Yeah, into your bottle, glass, into the vessel.
I'm not pouring from a bottle into a bottle.
Oh. Last time I checked, someone's acting like a baby. So you get a Baba and a Binky. I don't have a... Do I have a sound button for that? Let's see. I think this one's the Baba and the Binky. Nope, that's Chimpy the Queef Monkey, ladies and gentlemen. Chimpy the Queef. You guys will love him. He will be on next week's show. All right, so what did you smell? Now that you've got the one with the more potent...
It's you know what? It's still sweet, but it's definitely sort of dialed down a little bit. And I can't tell you... It's more of a deep smell, if that makes sense to you. I know that there's more to it than just sticky, sweet, artificial strawberry, but right. I cannot identify it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes the smell can be extremely disappointing. And for someone like me who drinks a lot of craft beers, this has the most artificial strawberry fragrance I've ever smelled in my life. Like, serious. This is... off-putting. But you know what though? I get it. I can see why if you're not a person who's into the craft beers with natural flavorings and, you know, real purees put in beers, I can see why you like this. This is like for the masses, like Mike's Hard Lemonades and Smirnoff Ices and 211 fruity drinks and all those 2 for $3 fruit beers. That's what this is coming off as. It's a little fruit corn store beer. And do you smell any Bonero in there? I only smell strawberry.
I don't know that I could identify the smell of that.
Is it smell peppery?
I don't smell anything that's like peppery at all.
I don't smell no beer. There's like a no beer fragrance, no. Wheat. It just smells like strawberry. It's not even strawberry, it's strawberry. Strawberry.
Number, that's how you know it's some real artificial stuff going on.
Like red number 40. Like, we've seen that on Kenny's, ladies and gentlemen. Red number 40. That's crazy, right? That's horrible. Yeah, it is a little horrible. All right, so let's go cheers to the taste.
Making me not want to.
All right, go ahead. What do we got on the taste? Oh, that is... I'll wait. Go ahead. They're waiting on you. No, no, take another good one. Take another good one.
Okay, I don't see a picture of it on the label, but there's ass in that beer.
Wait a minute. Wait. You guys, if you guys could honestly see her face, it is ridiculously... She looks like she's in pain. It looks like she got a C-section on her butthole, and just all the poo is coming out, but there is no Novocaine to it whatsoever. So what seems to be the issue with this particular beer?
It burns. I can't even really identify the flavors, because the only thing that I can tell you right now is that the back of my throat is on fire.
Nice. Now, here's a question I'm sure our viewers are listening to. Mm-hmm. Does it taste like lube?
No.
There's no lube in there?
No. It would probably taste better if there were.
Ugh, gross. No, that's the wrong answer. So does it taste like strawberry? Are you getting any artificial strawberry?
That's the funny thing. It's like, maybe it's so artificial that I can't identify it as strawberry.
Right.
But no, what I know to be strawberry is not the flavor of this at all.
Okay, so there's no strawberry in the flavor. Mm-hmm. What about the habanero part?
Maybe that's what's burning the back of my throat.
Is the pepper aspect? So yeah. It's coming into...
But not a flavor, but an effect, which is kind of strange. Like, I can't tell you that I'm tasting pepper, but I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it. So is it more towards the back end, yes, or was it at the beginning?
It's more definitely more towards
the back. What happens when it first comes in?
It's kind of oily.
Okay.
It feels kind of oily and heavy.
Like mud butt oil? Point for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take the point.
Gross.
You keep drinking it. That's the best part.
Because I really want to be able to describe it a little bit better, but I'm just torturing myself.
You are torturing yourself. That is awesome. Would you like some of the blap gun?
No.
Wipe your face. You got a little blap on there. All right. So,
gross.
So are you all done with your description of the taste?
I'm sorry that I can't be more helpful. It tastes like ass.
It tastes like ass. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I've already had this beer before, and I've already taken one sip. 100%, this is probably one of the worst beer Shock Tops has ever come out with, due to the simple fact that, I mean, yeah, it's strawberry, but it's an artificial strawberry. I mean, really artificial, not even trying to cover it up. But then as soon as you finish it, you get the spice. You don't really taste habanero, but you get that heat. And unfortunately, you don't really taste the wheat beer at all. The artificial strawberry has 100% overtaken this particular beer. I promise you that this is a headache in a bottle because of the overload of sugar that's in here. And I'll be honest with you, this is a white girl wasted college beer. This is what the kids drink.
Oh.
If you're looking for a great fucking backyard boogie, strawberry habanero.
Maybe that's the problem. I'm far too sophisticated for this beer.
But you picked it up based upon its appearance, though.
Well, so, I put a pretty label on it, so they tricked me.
So they tricked you, huh? What do you mean they tricked you? Like, I don't understand. Like, why did they trick you?
It's like that put lipstick on a pig and steal a pig. They right. put a pretty label on some nasty shit, and I fell for it.
Now, here's a question. You guys are ready. We're going to give you another treat in this bonus, right? So Shock Top is very popular. You can find it pretty much everywhere. It is forced down your throat. Can you tell me where it's brewed? It should be located right off to the side right there.
St. Louis.
What's in St. Louis, Missouri?
Nelly?
What? No, E-I-E-I. Oh. No, no. ladies and gentlemen, this is another Budweiser product.
Oh,
this is Anheuser-Busch, ladies and gentlemen. The big one, InBev. And again... Did this beer look like a craft beer?
It did to me. I mean, again, everybody knows that I'm learning.
Right.
But yeah, because when I think of beers that aren't craft beers, those are the names that I know, the big names that I know. That I grew up around. This was, I thought, was something new and different, like the other ones that I picked.
I'll be honest with you guys. I think InBev is doing a great job if they're getting people like Kelly to purchase a beer based upon its look. This is why they're either going to crush the competition if they're not buying the competition. It's people like that don't know about beer and don't read your labels by, oh, where's this brewed from? St. Louis, Missouri, ladies and gentlemen, that is Budweiser, okay? So again, Budweiser has done it again. We've done three beers on today's program based upon beers that appear to look like craft beers, and they're all from InBev. No, we did. This is the fifth beer of the show.
Oh, that's right.
But all the beers that you pretty much picked, there were three of them that were from InBev. Three of them. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
So I didn't do such a great job.
No, you did an awesome job, because now we never have to drink these again on the show. So I'll tell you what. Is there anything else you'd like to say to these guys? Maybe tell them where they can find us. Anything you want to close out this bonus part of the show?
So if you enjoy the show and you want maybe to learn a little bit more, there's a website you can go to. All types of social media. You can go to obsbeers.com and learn a whole lot of stuff about craft beer and Key and the Open Bottle Society. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Instagram, Periscope, YouTube, probably Adult Friend Finders. Pretty much every kind of social media.
Shut up. Left swipe.
I'm trying to help you out.
Tinder, we're on Tinder too. Growler, like
Ashley Madison.
Oh no, shut up. No one knows. My wife don't know. Ooh girl. We don't know. Oingoboingo.org. What else, you know? Shakeababyorphan.net. Like, you know.
There's really an awful lot of knowledge, and all jokes aside, you know your stuff. You know a lot about beer. So check them out. Social media, it's a lot of fun.
You just earned your fifth dollar. You know what? Flattery will get you everything, especially a dollar in this industry.
Can I go for double or nothing?
Let's do this offline. All right, guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Shut up. Listen, guys. Hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right, guys. We'll check you guys next time, and take care.
Serious about sound? SBS is a boutique sound company whose philosophy and theory is based on producing the highest quality audio without compromise. From concept to creation, our ethics are evident when you hear the sonic fidelity of our sound, when you touch the fine materials used in the build, and when you gaze upon the beauty of the craftsmanship. You can almost smell and taste the exquisite audio perfection. An SBS system is an experience that will excite all of your senses. Visit our website at sbsdesigns.com.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.